Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
Before anything else, I think Yidden should pray together here and now. The facts are, we're in a home, the Shachter Mishpacha opened up their home to Yidden. So right away, this Kedusha, here there's a Mishpacha facts. We're just talking truths. There's a beautiful family that opened up their home. They just met. We're brothers who just met, and they opened up their home. There are a lot of Yidden here. So first, as the Kedusha, we're in the presence of Rabbi Michelle, somebody who's a lover of Yidden, who's a uniter of Yidden, who's a person whose Torah and whose Mitzvahs, whose light, lifts up people. Shloimeh Berger is one of my close friends. This summer has told me already, and the Shabbos he told me, you have to meet Am Zeicha. I've met already the Rav, but what the Rav did for Shloimeh and does for so many, the warmth, the chiyus, the pure, sincere Avas Yisrael. So in the presence of Yidden, a lover of Yidden, Yidden came together. Why did we come together? We came together to learn, to sing, to pray. That alone, there's tremendous holiness in the room. It's pashut. It's just emes and real. I came in. I want to introduce, maybe after, but no time for introductions yet. We came with a whole chevra from a couple of hours away because Yidden belong together. So I think before we do anything, it would be weird to do anything but pray for our beautiful people. We're part of Am Yisrael. We're part of a precious, beautiful, amazing nation. Incredible people. And just to pray a beautiful gathering in a beautiful home with special Yidden, let's pray for our nation, for the entirety of our people. Yudashia Samecha.
Say my Okay, so of course, the night starts already. Sof Maasev Machshav Tchila. Usually, you have to go somewhere for shlichus. You gotta sit through, stand through, stand up, sit down, stand up, shlichus until you get a little something at the end. And maybe, if you're lucky, there's a rikud. But doesn't it make sense? Isn't it obvious that it's getting together by Kalish in the Chevre from Atera Shmuel, Waterbury, in the Shachter's house, that it's not possible. It's not possible to just sit still and be passive. Atem nitzav mayom kulchem lifnei avaya lokechem. You read it. Always comes before Rosh Hashanah. We get together. Kulchem lifnei Hashem lokechem. Everybody stands before God. And then Torah starts listing like a LinkedIn, like everybody, this one, the water schleppers, the judges, the wise people, the old people, the water carriers, everyone. Kol Beis Yisrael, Kol Ish Yisrael, all everyone. Everyone's trying to understand here, like why the repetition over and over again. Everyone's together. Kulchem, all of Klal Yisrael, there's 2 million women and children and men together, and then start listing all the details of all those people. On one hand, it's to accentuate that before we come to Rosh Hashanah, the main thing, like the Rosh Hashiva said, like Rabbi Kehil said, is just to get together. The main thing is, first things first, Kulchem. Everyone just get together. In Melech Balo Am. We want to be Mamlech Hashem, we want to coronate God, so first things first. If you come like a group of individuals, and everybody kind of has their own idea of what they want and how they think it should be, and no one can get along, everyone undermines each other and competes with one another and says, my way is the right way, this is the way is right. So what kind of malchus is that? What type of reign, what type of coronation, what type of honor to God is that? So first things first, we get together, kulchem. The only way to really be together, and the only way to really find a tzad hashava, something that unites us all, is when we recognize that we're lifnei Hashem. Is that everyone has different ideas and different ways and different paths and different approaches. And here, Shachter is hosting the evening, the benefit camp ask. We're coming together under that premise, that in mind. A place where so many of us have spent summers and times together creating a level playing field, lifnei Hashem. Whether someone in their let's call it their off season, those other 10 months of the year that are called the year, whether they're able or disabled, or participate or don't participate, you can do it, you can't do. We understand that it doesn't really matter. Is that a yid is a yid, a soul is a soul, a person is a person. Lifnei Hashem. And the main thing is for us to be together. Kulchem lifnei Hashem elokeichem. In Kelm, in the yeshiva in Kelm, which was Elul was the season. I mean, we talk about Elul, everyone gets excited. Amelech Basoda, you sing a couple times, show up at Slichos 4 days before Rosh Hashanah, as Ashkenazim. But like in Kelm, the entire year was spent in preparation for Elul. Like Rav Dessler, how many pages in Michtav Meliyah, Rav Dessler is describing just the awe of Kelm, of how Musar iterated into that space with such Yira. And in Kelm, on Erev Rosh Chodesh Elul, they would hang a sign. Before everyone got into the whole working of every detail of Cheshbon and Nefesh and drawing close to Hashem and Torah and Tefillah and self-scrutiny, first things first, they put a sign on the door. Achdus Ha'avadim Kiyam HaMalchus. The unity of the servants, the togetherness, the cohesiveness of the servants, that creates the reign of God, that incarnates God, that elevates, so to speak, Hashem in the world. It gives reality to Hashem's reign in the world. What more special way than for us to get together here in the Shachter's house? Ben and Tammy, this is not the first time they've hosted something for Hask. It's not the first time they have Slichas. This is what people come every year to enjoy Slichas. I say to enjoy Slichas. To enjoy Slichas. To be lifnei Hashem together here in this house. There's so many different people coming through, different organizations being lifted up. And for us, in Camp Hask, the last time we got together with the Shachters for Camp Hask, anybody know when? We had Slichos here a couple years ago, but that wasn't the last time. It was in Chol Moed, closer. October 6th. October 6th, Shana Rabbah. And the Shachter's Chatzer in Yishalayim. It was the night before of Shana Rabbah. We were singing and saying Divrei Torah, taking L'chaim, enjoying. The night before, the whole world went upside down. Just as we were singing, Hoshia Samecha, Varech Esnach Lasecha, occurred to me the opportunity that we have tonight to continue that joy, to show the Ribbono Shel Olam, like we had a little bit of a rough year together in a certain sense. We went through a lot, we're going through a lot, but we know that you're with us and we're with you. And the way the Alter Rebbe says we show that is if a brother is a brother, a sister is a sister, and we look at each other that way, then a father is a father, then it's Avinu. And if it's Avinu, then it could be Malkeinu. And what more special voice in Klal Yisrael to hear from than Rabbi Kalish? We sing Hoshia Samecha, Baruch Esnach Lasecha, Urei Venazim, who's picking us up, who understands maybe more than anyone what it means, Kulchem Lufnei Hashem Elokeichem. Because Shemesh Shmuel says, Sochet Shaver says, Kulchem Lufnei Hashem Elokeichem is not talking about all the different types of people. That's Kol Ish Yisrael. That's every member of the Jewish nation. That's listed. That's explicitly stated. And then the different types of Jews are mentioned. Kulchem, the Shema Shmuel says, is referring to the individual. But there's many different parts of ourselves. There's the shadow part, there's the darker parts, the parts where we're a little bit more embarrassed or shameful. We don't necessarily bring, you know, to meet the machatanim, or we don't necessarily put on the Instagram page, or we don't necessarily accentuate or put up on a pedestal. We like to show our good side, our strength, the part where we're brave, where we're strong, where we're successful. Kulchem ufnei Hashem Elokeichem, the gift of Rosh Hashanah, the gift of a new year, the gift of the Ribbono Shel inviting us into the palace, to recognize Him as Avinu, and then Malkeinu, Hashem is saying, bring your entire self. Just bring your whole thing. Mitzavim Hayom, Kulchem ufnei Hashem Elokeichem. Not to be afraid, not to be uncomfortable, not to be ashamed, not to be embarrassed, to bring our entire selves. That's what Slichos is. We stand before God and we admit, we say, this didn't go exactly the way I was hoping, this didn't go exactly what you were hoping, fell a little bit short, disappointed myself, disappointed others, but we're in this together. Kulchem lefnei Hashem Elokeichem. That's the entire summer in Camp Pasch. We're saying, Hashem makes everyone different, different strengths, different abilities. Ribbono Shel Olam makes us all able and important in our own way. And we need each other to be mashal. We need each other to create the big picture, to create the wholeness. And that unity, that achdus ha'avadim that we experience together during the summer, that chever you have in yeshiva, that there's shmul, you have in Waterbury, and that so many of us experience in and around the Shachter family, tonight is all coming together. And what a special way for us to get together for Rosh Hashanah, lifnei Hashem, all together. And it is such a privilege. We're so fortunate. We're so grateful. Also Tarshat Chen Ari Weiss. Right? I was so grateful and so thankful that Rabbi Kalish came in the middle of El, come from Yeshiva, a couple hours away, to milchazik us, to share with us, to lift us up right away, right off the bat. Oshia Samecha Baruch Ureim, Ureim, Ureim. Who else is being Ureim, Ureim, Ureim for all of us, and for our community, and for Klal Yisrael and our generation? We're so grateful to Rabbi Kalish and to the Chever for coming to be mechazikast and to share this very beautiful night. We're so grateful to Tammy, to Bennett, Jonah, Hannah, and to everyone for being here. Thank you, everyone, for coming. Thank you, everyone, for being a part of this incredible force and this beautiful movement of Achdus HaAvadim to be mekayim the Malchus Hashem. Thank you. Thank you so much. What could we say? Thank you. Thank you.
That was delightful. I was hoping to have everyone. I thank you for your kind words, and thank you even more. And thank you even more for the amazing, the Torah that comes from Rabbi Michelle is Rabbi Farkas, one of our rebellion, somebody many of us look up to, Rabbi Farkas, who's a Rav in the Five Towns. He describes when a Rebbe shares Torah that the Rebbe is giving you a piece of him. Sometimes you hear a word, he puts the commas in certain places, and you're asked, the Rebbe sharing his neshama. The Rebbe learned this tzaddik. A tzaddik learned Torah, and you're meeting the tzaddik, and the tzaddik's light, the Torah's light, and you get it all together. So it's just very, very appreciated. I wanted more. I'm happy I'm here with my son. I'm here with my friends. I'm here with people. I appreciate your Torah. I'm happy they got to hear from that. Shema Shmuel is amazing. So thank you so much for the show. The Yetzirah has many names. And one of the names, the Gemara in Sukkah tells us, the name of the Yetzirah is the Tzifoni. Tzifon means the hidden one. He's the hidden one. The Yetzirah is called the hidden one. I'm very curious about that name of the Yetzirah. There are times he definitely has in his toolbox where we get fooled and distracted, but that would hardly be often. The Yetzirah is out and out, and temptation, and why would you call him? Why would his etzem, the name of the Yetzirah is the Tzifaini? That might be a tool he uses sometimes, but a name is the essence, is the thing itself. A name describes. There were a group of guys in yeshiva who speak Ivrit. They speak fluent Ivrit, and I was talking to them, what's the difference between Lashon Kodesh and every other language? What's the difference between Lashon Kodesh? We got into a discussion. We were talking together what it means Pare didn't know Lashon Kodesh. The man knew French, Spanish, Portuguese, and he couldn't get Lashon Kodesh. What does that even mean? We were talking about that this is not a hand. We call it a hand. This is not a hand. We call it hand. It's not a ceiling. We call it a ceiling. So when we say ceiling, we picture that. When we say hand, we picture this. There's nothing about this that's an H-A-N-D. This is a yad. It's not a way to call it. In Lashon Kodesh, it's called Shem Ha'etzem. Other languages are Askamas Uma V'Uma. Nations agree. And they say, when we say hand, let's all picture this, and now we can communicate. But it's not a hand. It's called a hand. It is a yad. If you didn't know what it was, and you knew what each ice in the Aleph Beis was, you'd look at it. You probably would see 14 joints, 2 in the thumb, 3 in every finger. 14 is yad. You probably would notice, if you play basketball, you sure notice. We've all hurt fingers. You can see this one. And when you hurt any of these four fingers, you tape it to the next and you're good to go. You keep playing that very game. The thumb's a different kind of guy. He has a different task. It's 4 and 1, which is the Dalet and the Yud. It is a yad. It's not the way to call it. A dad is a way to refer to a person who has children. He is not a dad. We call him dad. When we say dad, we picture him, but he's not a dad. He is an av. He's an aleph who became a beis, who had a beis come. He's an av. Shem ha'etzim. Lashon Kodesh is not... When we name a child, we're having Ruach HaKodesh. We're saying who this child is. We're looking at our child, and Hashem gives parents the remarkable ability to see and say who he is. That's what it means to name a child. You're saying this child is. Dan is a way to refer to me. That's on the courts. Friends called me Dan. That's a way to refer to me. I'm not Dan. I'm Daniel Pinchas. That's who I am. That's who I am. My essence is Daniel Pinchas. Our essence is our name. But Lashon Kodesh, a name is the thing. So to call the Yetzirah, the Tzifaini, the hidden one, he does have one tool that he uses to trick us, whether it comes in surprising ways, but often he comes out and out. So why is he called the Tzifaini? The question that is often asked, and a very, very important question, is we're right now headed to Rosh Hashanah, to the Aseres Yemei Tshuva. Chazal tell us, Dirshu Hashem b'imatzo, Karol b'yosei karayv, is the Eser Yamim between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. And we call Klal Yisrael Aseres Yemei Tshuva. And all of us know we don't do tshuva on Rosh Hashanah. So interesting, 10 days of tshuva, of which 2 we don't do tshuva. There's no tshuva on Rosh Hashanah. There's no mention of Hashamnu Bagad. We don't mention Ched at all. And Aseres Yemei Tshuva -2... What's the inyan? We don't have us. It should be the Shmaini Yemei Tshuva. What's the Aseres Yemei Tshuva? It's a very interesting pasuk in this past week's parsha. The pasuk says, in this past week's parsha, it says, Loi bashamayimi. According to many Rishonim talking about Tshuva, it's not impossible. Loi me'ever layam, it's not across the seas. There's some hava mina that Tshuva is impossible. It's a gap, it's a place to get to, we can't. There was such a hava mina. Says Hashem, it's not true, don't worry. Rather, ki karve lecha davar ma'ed. It's very, very easy. It's very close. Beficha bilvavcha la'saisei. And hava minas and maskanas. We have a chabura, I'm zaycha to learn b'chavrus, my son Maish, in the morning. And the chabura, I haven't learned a strong seder in many, many years. Many years, I find this year, my son got me to learn, it's like a nes. And I'm zaych, I learn in the chevra, they handle every nuance. When you learn yourself, you move a little fast. I pick things I'm interested in, and I focus on the chevra. Amazing, guys. Every nuance, every havamina and maskana is discussed, and a havamina, a thought. The first thought, what we call the muskel rishon, is valuable. The guys don't say, oh, it's just a havamina. No, they don't let anything slide, and they're right. Every back and forth in the Gemara is discussed. Hashem says it's the strangest discussion. How do you look at something and say, it's not a giant, it's a midget? You could say, it's not impossible, it's just hard. That would make sense, your back and forth. You could say it's not even a little hard, it's easy. But to say it's not impossible, rather it's easy, the way you would ask, first of all, it's mikatze lakatze, that's quite extreme. The way we would ask is, may karamaikasal kadaitach lipsoif maikasal, what changed? What gives? What happened that you're looking at something, you have a thought it's impossible, it's not how anything works in the world, that you look at something, you first think it's impossible, it's crazy. No, it's easy. It's like the easiest thing. I don't have a simple answer to that question. Those are Hashem's words about tshuva. I'm not here like tell you the answer. I think we all, in a time that Klai Yisrael's busy, we have Aseres Yimei Tshuva. I think that's a question that's worthy of thinking of. That there's some thought. It's Bashamayim, Me'ever Layam, and the Torah says, no, it's easy. What's that back and forth? It's difficult. What I want to say, and not to push away the question, questions bring us places, they drive us places. And this question brings me to a place that there is a truth. When we live in the space of sin, when we live in the space of mistakes, and the Yetzirah does not want the mistake, he's called a tzifaini, perhaps. He's called the hidden one, not for he is hidden, for he tries to hide us from ourselves. He tries to create that we don't know our identity. He's a tzifaini, he's a hidden one. He doesn't hide, he tries to hide us. And he tries to get us not to know the purity, the beautiful light, the precious light that is every single person, the precious light that's every single yid, the beautiful light that every yid uniquely, that I have, you, a beautiful light to shine to the world that's absolutely necessary and important. And the Yetzirah is called the Tzifaini in everything he does. It's not one aspect. He's a hider. He's a concealer. He's a Tzifaini. That's his essence, is to conceal the person, to block from understanding our essence. And that's why he's called the Tzifaini. And as such, when we're in that space of Chet, he brings us to a space that it looks like Bashamay Me'ever Layam, because we've identified with the Aveira that he's given us. We've identified with aspects that have teeth, holy places, that come from beautiful places. But we get confused, we get misplaced. And Karav Eilecha Dover Ma'ay, the very places that we identify, even as Yetzihara, have Shrashim that are holy, holy, holy. We're Karav, we're right there to the light that all of us, it's in us. Beficha Bevavcha La'Saisai. It's not extreme, it's not stark. Some ways in Yeshiva, I don't want like Elul to be intense. Kelm was doing something, but today if we make intense, it's like not us. I want guys like to smile and laugh. I want Rosh Hashanah. I grew up by my Rebbe. Rosh Hashanah was very intense. My Rebbe had a beautiful voice, and the Avayda was intense, and that was wonderful. Rosh Hashanah in Yeshiva Bayas, it's a party. Mosi has its 2 days. We're going to party the 2 days right into Shabbos, 3 days. Mamish, a party, Shein Kamayu. We're going to dance and sing and celebrate. It's us. It's who we are. Sometimes an intensity is like masking. Actually, people could be intense about something. This chabur I joined in the morning. When I was younger, I wanted an intense chabur. I want to learn with my son. I'm like so happy to see him in the morning. I'm usually waiting. I've been late. I'm going to try to be more on time. But I just enjoy learning with him. I don't need to be intense. I like Torah. I want to learn Torah with my son. The intensity sometimes masks the reality, what it is. If you ever go, Loyalenu, if you go to a base oval and you want to see are they really grieving, you'll see some laughter. Because they're not trying to grieve, they're grieving. So they could laugh and go right back to the grieving. We were at a funeral, unfortunately. Yehuda and I traveled a long distance, a friend of ours lost his brother. He cracked like a joke. Everybody laughed, and then he grieved harder. It was like they were grieving. There was sad. There was no show needed. They're in a matzah. It's not a show. It's not a pretend. And Rosh Hashanah for all of us, the Yetzirah makes sifaini tzafon. He makes things hidden. He makes us lose who we are. It says we even think we need a certain intensity. It's not intense, it's our light. There's a pasuk, the Ibn Magid brought this out, Le'aisi karasa Yaakov ki agata v'Yisrael. It's not me you're serving, you are way too intense. It's natural, just who we are. Just who we are. We can crack jokes. We can handle if the Mets will win at least one of the two games tomorrow. Who we are. Who we are. Who we are as the people we are. Hashem wants us and shine our unique, our specific light that is truly us. So the Hava Mina Maskana is if we enter the space of the Yetzer Hara, there's a space that he puts us in that it looks bashamayim. It's a space. It's a non-realistic and non-true space. It doesn't need to be. It doesn't need to be trucked. It needs to be found subtly, with a smile, sincerely, authentically, to find that beautiful light that resides inside of us. The Aseres Yimei Tshuva are 10 days of tshuva. The Ikar of tshuva is to return to ourselves. It's not a it's being ourselves. Rosh Hashanah is the biggest tshuva. We just show up and we're Mamluch Hashem, and He wants us. Who we are as we are. I have a chiddush. Rabbi Ari, who did you show me that said this?
Abdon
Segel says it. Rabbi Ari showed me. I have a chiddush. The sheet of the Rambam. It's a machlokes, the chinuch, and the Rambam. The Rambam holds that tshuva needs vidui peh. That any time to do tshuva, a person needs to speak out. I made a mistake. You need to speak out. Vidui peh. That's what the Rambam holds. Ma'achid and Shuvah. That's the Rambam sheet. The Minchas Chinuch asked as an open Gemara Kedusha, not like the Rambam. The Gemara says if somebody's Mekadei Shaledi, Al Menas HaMetzadik Amr, and we know he's a sinner, he has terrible sins, the worst Averis in the world, and he's Mekadei Shaledi, and he says, Al Kedush, he doesn't know him so well, they haven't dated so long, they do the yeshivish dating system, mamish, they know each other a couple of weeks. And she's like, I don't know about you. So he says, listen, we'll do kiddush and on condition I'm a tzaddik gomer. On condition I'm a tzaddik gomer. If I'm not a tzaddik, the kiddush is not chal, chas nazuf. And he's a mekadisher, and he's mamish, he's a guy who did aveiros 14 minutes before the wedding, he's a big baal aveiros. Says the Gemara, it's a Safi Kedushin. Why? Shema Hira Tshuva Belibay. Maybe he had a thought of Tshuva. Maybe he decided Shema Hira Tshuva Belibay. Frek the Minchas Chinuch. He asked the Minchas Chinuch on the Rambam. It doesn't help to think thoughts of Tshuva. The Rambam holds you need to do Vidui Pei. You need to speak it out. So who cares? Shema Hira Tshuva Belibay. And what seems obvious to me, and I was, Ravari says, Reb Don Segel, the great tzaddik, Reb Don Segel says it, so I'm very happy to be mechavin, that a yid in a second becomes a tzaddik. If a yid decides to be a tzaddik, he's a tzaddik omer. Tzaddik omer. Tzaddik omer. I have a relative, shortly before she passed, she was mischarish, she was nefteris at tzaddikas gemur. Tzaddik is a big, big person, shemayim. She was mischarish. The second, a yid becomes a tzaddik in a second. That's what a yid is. Two guys came to me on Shabbos in a fight. They're going to be in yeshiva longer. They'll never have this fight. They have a very like X's and X's. Yiddish. They'll learn about a relationship. Hashem wants us and we want Hashem. They're here only a few days. They came, they had a fight. Because one guy, they came up on Shabbos, Mamish the Shabbos. And one guy said, I kept Shabbos. And it's ice heard and saw and know. If you keep one Shabbos, like I kept all the Shabbos of the year. Another guy was so mad. I killed myself to keep all the Shabbos. They had like this whole thing. Is it count? He kept. They had this whole different thing. We entered a space. In a second, a yid's a shay misha. The guy's, how long la halacha? La halacha to eat by somebody's house. How? If in a second he enters the space of who he is, he's a frum yid. In a second, I don't even like the word frum a lot. The guy's a yid. A yid. He forgot who he was, but he remembers who he is, so then he is who he is. Then she remembers who she is, so then she is who she is. Yidin are with Am Hashem. We have a precious soul, and we have a tremendous light that has to shine, and we get in touch. That's it. When we forgot a little, and we remember, we get in touch, and that's who we are. Mm-hmm. In the Rambam, of course, if he's Mahar B'tshuva, remember who he is, he's a Tzaddik Amr. Tshuva has to do with Kaparas Havainas, other Cheshbainas, that's not what we're talking. We're talking, is he a Tzaddik? He's a Tzaddik Amr. You know why he's a Tzaddik? Rosh Hashanah's Yidin Amich Kulam Tzaddikim. Yidin show up, we're wanted. The Bardich would go around Elul. He was busy bringing Yidin to Tkiah Shofar. He saw a Yid, because he saw them, they saw themselves, and then they showed up to Tkiah Shofar, a Yid shows up to Tkiah Shofar. I wanted my children to know about the Bardichever. I've studied, I'm learning, I'm just beginning, like Aleph Beis, learning is tired, difficult, Kedusha Slavi. And studying the Bardichever, he wasn't like nice to Yidden, like it was some like contrived, like be nice to Yidden, and he was like trying. He just had eyes. The Bardichev had a nine. He had eyes. We said, Abdullah, Hamavdu ben Kodesh Lucho ben Yisrael Lam, a guy is precious. Chaviv ben Adam, a guy is precious. A Yid, a Ben Melech. He had eyes. He lost his mind from a Yid. The Bardichev would see Yid and he'd be like, whoa. He didn't know what to do with him, so he saw a Yid. We have a Yid by us, a Rabbi Russ. I watch, a Bacher comes, he's not Mekarev any, I don't, he's just like a maid, he has good eyes, he has very special, beautiful eyes, and he sees a Yid. That's the Raditshva, he had good eyes, and he saw a Yid, and was Nishtayman from a Yid. The Tzifayni does, he blocks us from ourselves, from the beauty, from the preciousness of a Yid. The Avayd of Rosh Hashanah, we want Hashem, and Hashem wants us. I'm going to ask, it's not so nice to me, but I wasn't planning on doing this right now. Yehuda wrote a song, Ani L'doidi V'doidi Li, that I'm feeling right now. Is it Shaykh? It's not nice to me. I'll ask Mechila, my friend Yehuda Krupka, he sings a song, but it comes. He composed it and sings it. But I want to sing together and talk a little more. But this nekuda that we belong to Hashem and Hashem belongs to us, the kirva that is, we're called Am Kirevim. We're the nation of Kirevim. They use the word kirva chaykim, that's kirv maybe on rocks or trees, I don't know. There's no such thing on Yidden, we're Am Kirevim. We're the nation of Kirevim, that Yidden are Kirevim. Maybe is a guy ever called a rachayk, a guy is good, a guy is... Maybe there's such a lashon. Maybe somebody does kirvur chaykim. There's such a thing. Goyim are precious. So a guy works to get goyim to do shem mitzvah naich. Wonder that's kirvur chaykim. A karev am kareva. A yid is am kareva. We're called karevim Hashem. Don't argue on a pasuk. You'll never be right. And the yisai that we want is Rosh Hashanah. We show up. We're not talking about our chatan. We're not clouded by that space. We show up because we're wanted. We show up because we want Hashem. We show up because of the nation. That's Mamluch Hashem. Precious people with a precious light that we want to shine, that we can bring to the world of tremendous godliness, that we can bring out each of us uniquely. And we show up Hashem. That's the first days. There's no. I don't know what tshuva is before that. That's tshuva. That's really a cash on the other 8 days. The answer is, okay, there's other stuff. Then we get busy. Whoa, how didn't I see that? What was the blockage? When we see that, we get rid of, we work on the things that the Yetzer, the Tzifayni, fooled us. And we try to find, in the Iker thing, go through wrongdoings and find why the Shairish, that's a Tzidkus. Find the Shairish, the want for connection, the want for Kedusha, find the Shrashim that are pure. That's the Tshuva process that we do. After we figure it out, we show up Rosh Hashanah. There's a tremendous to observe, don't mak minhage Yisroel. It's true, things are very, we're very smart people. It's interesting, I could say when I was younger, what resonates very serious, Rosh Hashanah. My Rebbe pushed, we didn't eat by friends' houses, very. And what pulls my soul today is a very free, I watch the guy singing, I know. We'll sing and dance, I just need to get to his song. But let's do, if you could do that song, give it up. I need it by you. Maybe pull the chair. Mm-hmm. pray together again, but we'll sing a song without words so we could all pray. I want to sing the Bardichever song, and I want to sing the tune he made up and pray. We can pray, anybody can pray what they want. I'd like to pray that Hashem gives us the eyes to see Yidden, to see all Yidden as precious, to see Yidden as what they are, to see ourselves. Bidan Lekav Schos, to see ourselves in a precious way. He's calling us Rosh Hashanah to be Mamluchim. So he's saying, we're the Am Hashem, that he wants us to be Mamluch, should give us the Inayim to see ourselves in a precious way. Very, very precious way, and to see in to be Dan Lekav Schos. So let's use his niggun and pray to Hashem to give us the Inayim to see ourselves and other Yidden in a beautiful way, to be Dan Lekav Schos. Shlaima, let's do the benediction. Two brothers here, Einiklach. We always love the Bardichever Niggun. and connected to it. And the two brothers, Eitan, where's Avi Eitan? He's here too. Well, Avi and Eitan. Eilik Luch, the Barditchler. Excellent. Thank you for being here, Avi. Thank you, Eitan. A bacher, a new bacher in the yeshiva, a beautiful bacher. And he told me yesterday, my father's yahrzeit is Chafei Tishrei. The bacher told me his father's yahrzeit, Chafei, a beautiful bacher. It's the Barditchava, the Barditchava's yahrzeit is Chafei Tishrei. The Barditchava taught us and teaches us, and the tzaddik, as b'misasim kruyim chayim, he saw Yidden and was neshtoimim from Yidden. He wasn't nice to Yidden. It wasn't like being nice. He was amazed by Yidden, okay? What came out is he was neshtoimim, he was amazed. So he was mechabed Yidden, but he saw Yid. Maybe the biggest thing in the world we could do is to see a Yid, to see, to be amazed, to be neshtoimim from a Yid. Yes, we have in yeshiva, they call them dorm counselors. It's not that I want them to be Talmid and Rav Michelle. I want them to see Yidden. They're meant discoverers. They should not pretend. God, he's such a nice boy. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about to be blown away, to find that it might come 3 in the morning. I want them to have conversations and to be neshtoimim from a Yid. When I was younger, speeches that said to me, you have a neshama, turned me off. I was like working hard. It was gaiva. I was working hard. I want to work hard. I don't want to be told I'm precious. Pat me on the back. Stop. This is not against hard work, but it's gaiva. Like I thought I was a tin can, and if I pushed hard, I could somehow like do something. You remain a tin can. Then I met Chevru, taught me. I found Emuna. You find, talk to you and don't teach anything. New guys come, there's no teaching. It's hard to teach. One thing maybe I'll teach, I don't have Talmidim at all. Zero, not a Talmud. Not one. Maybe one day I'll be Zeicher. First I want, if I learn enough from Yidden, one day I'll have Talmidim. Right now a guy comes, I want to find it. You could find the moon and lose your mind. From every bacher, every girl in Klal Yisrael, every person, we're a precious people. All around, we're good, wonderful, beautiful people. I've been zeicher to travel since Simchas Torah. I like being in yeshiva, my family and yeshiva. I don't like running at all. I ran before at the chasnas in the yeshiva. We all have a station. But I feel since Simchas Torah with our people, we have to run and be together. I didn't go to speak. Guys asked, are you prepared? I didn't prepare any speech tonight. It's not a prepared. I don't like speaking not prepared. You have to prepare when you speak. I promised before Simchas Torah went, so I prepared very well. Since Simchas Torah, the purpose is not to speak. Look around at Yidden, to be in the room and be together with Yidden. They must be together with Yidden. Yidden belong together, all Yidden. We belong together, hold hands and be together. The beautiful Rav Judah Shlita shared in Kelm what they had on the door in Kelm. Remarkable. A melech b'loy am, a healthy am, is united, is one. I was telling my son, you know how beautiful it is? We see that our enemies, that our Ibad Rishon, Rina, some enemies were destroyed, some people were hurting Yidden. Were killed or destroyed. In all other countries, you could find a weak link. Somebody's paid off, somebody by Yidden. It's hard to find one Yid. You can't find it. Speaks of the loyalty of Yidden. Other countries, you can't find the Yid. It's kasha. It's almost impossible. You can give them millions of dollars for a Yid not to be loyal to Yidden. It's almost impossible. A Yid is precious. And we need the Einayim to see preciousness in our people. I've been zeicher together with some of the chevre. We've traveled around since Simchas Torah. It's probable, could we say hundreds of them? I don't know the numbers. A lot of Yidden we've been zeicher to meet and be with. We're precious people. We're a people who are sincere. People come up after, like, we're Yidden. So I could say shalom from somebody who's seen a lot of Yidden over the year. And we're a very, very precious people. The talk of, it's not meant for a struggling person. It's meant, I don't care who the person is. tzaddikim, hosts who are hosting Yidden, like this home, they're supposed to hear when Hashem's big people. It's the truth. It's not meant for somebody. So I don't get, where's the work? I like working hard. I like working harder than I did before when I thought. Now the hard work is not to be a good boy and a good girl. I want to be good when Hashem's. The work is I want to express who I am. I want to shine who I am, of course. And I want to shine it hard and strong. It's not like there are guys who come to yeshiva who have to literally not do minyanim literally, because it's like a train, literally, stop. They're beating themselves up, trying to be a good guy, getting on a streak, and then you have like arguments. He did this. Stop. Stop in your tracks. People will see today their kid like he misses minyanim. We would never miss. They'll get to consistency. There's a dur that's finding a very pneumistic place. It's a generation asking identity. A very stark youngster of today, when I was young, we wouldn't miss that. And they're much often more connected. This dur as a Pesach in Tavoides Hashem. They want to find a deep place. Who am I? It's a generation asking identity. They're not trying to be soldiers. They're trying to be bundle, a child. That place, it's not against hard work. People will work crazy. It looks to, we used to soldier it out. The hard work comes from a place of being me. Somebody's me, they're just them. If you ever picture in a marriage, a husband doesn't try hard with his wife. She doesn't try hard. She doesn't come, how hard? She's herself. They're in a relationship. Beautiful. That we could be that in Avodas Hashem. We will, we should. Each of us in our own unique way, in our own beautiful way. It's not against working hard and putting in. It's not against consistency. It's a very different path. To anybody who's watching our dirt, I'll get called, the girl will tell me she wants a guy who never misses minyan. Yes, but the path of today's dirt is a guy who likes praying to God. Like really likes praying. It's from a different Pesach, understand it. I didn't understand this till I learned from the guys for years, and I'm starting to understand it. And even starting to find my insides. Starting. First takes admitting to the frail insides and different parts and different aspects. Then finding those shirashim, it takes all different inner work. And we have to dig in and work and discover and find and bring up and uplift. So I say to us all, I give a tefillah to this, to this special shachter for your amazing people, to just let people come in. You let me come in, you let my mishpacha come in. I should introduce each guy. Yona, they let us come in. Maybe. You and Shui, let's do a song. Shui, sit next to you. We'll all sing together. These are cousins. Shua and Yona are cousins with beautiful voices and beautiful people. Okay. Yehuda, can you pull the guitar next one? Elia could play. What song? Is Yon passing the guitar? What song are you feeling? You play Ki Karev? So let's do that song. You like Tzamanafshi? I don't know that. Let's go. Oh, the Chalat. Tzamanafshi, you know that. You know that one, Yehuda? Shlomo, you know Tzamanafshi. So you could sing it. Yeah.
Shabbat shalom.
Listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.